Crosstalk Radio is sponsored in part by Love Work Recording Studios. Whether you need recording or mixing and mastering services, Love Work is all about quality and customer service. Check them out at theloveworkstudios.com or give them a call at 678-953-2170.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Double ATL in the building. My big homies, Big Pudge and Steph Swig. Crosstalk Podcast, you dig?
Talk about stuff people don't want to talk about nowadays. I want to address the elephant in the room. I want to be thought-provoking, open-minded.
Crosstalk Radio. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. We got fans from Japan, all the way to the Netherlands.
We coming through like it's season two. Hit you with the crosstalk, yeah, you know how we do. Changing the world one show at a time. We the salt of the earth, bringing light to your mind. Universal conversations. We appreciate the love we got back from every nation. Really, it's an honor that y'all listen to us. Cause Big Pudge and Steph Swig will give it to you. Transparency, spiritually, life lessons and politics, the ultimate greed. What I'm saying ain't no boundaries. When we at this table, bringing awareness to the things we see. So rest yourself and enjoy the show. You're guaranteed to be intrigued by this crosstalk radio. Oh, oh. We got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. We got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Crosstalk Radio. This is your man, Steph Swig.
This is your man, Big Pudge.
Man, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate it. Appreciate the love, fam. Appreciate the love. Appreciate the love. All right, so we got a topic for you. You know how we do. We give you light topics, we give you heavy topics. This one's a heavy topic. This one kind of upset me and Pudge when we discussed it. And you know it's our job and desire to give y'all information that y'all may not be privy to, so we want to let y'all know what's going on out there in the world so y'all know what we're up against. Pudge, you know what we're talking about today. We're talking about pansexuality and pedophilia and all the other stuff. Mm-hmm. Before we get into that, I want to take a moment to thank all of our crosstalkers out there for tuning in and always looking out for us and giving us the topics and stuff like that. For those who don't know what a crosstalker is, it is someone that has shown a lot of support for Crosstalk Radio. They send us topics, they listen to our shows, they post about us, they comment on our stuff. They're very interactive with us. So those are crosstalkers. The rest of people are just considered regular listeners. No offense. Some people just listen here and there, but we got crosstalkers.
Right.
And what a crosstalker is someone we really sincerely appreciate. And they get a little bit more extra information. It's almost like part of being like a fan club. So the crosstalkers get, they get information like on what we're gonna talk about before we talk about it. They get to know what we got going on behind the scenes. Sometimes
they help us come up with topics.
Anything we about to add to the show or change with the show. They get the inside information. It's almost like having a special features. To the podcast, basically. Right. That's all it is. So, right. Without further ado, man, I had a person I'm going to admit into the crosstalker arena. Her name is Eleanor Spivey. So, Eleanor Spivey, welcome. You are officially a crosstalker today. We appreciate you.
Let's give it up for her.
She hit us up and she's been pushing our show. She's really moved by our show. We're always moved by our listeners when they tune in and let us know that they feeling what we're talking about. So we really, really appreciate you, Eleanor Spivey, and all of our listeners out there.
And hold on, just to go a little further, she is an exhorter. She's an encourager.
Okay.
She sent me a email about crosstalk, and the part that kind of blew my mind about her email was that she sent me a little email, and it was showing the video I sent you about the guys dancing from like the 40s all the way into the 2000s.
Yeah, I remember that.
So I just asked her, have you seen our, like, listen to our podcast about, you know, the origin of music? She was like, no. And I said, I'm going to send it to you now. When I tell you, it wasn't even an hour that she had listened to the podcast and it was like shortly right mm-hmm. about an hour. A post went up, and you can tell like within that she just blew my mind because within that one time, within that one small hour, she already knew what our show was about. She like in her email, she's telling me what our show is about and how honored she is that we talk about things that the world always strays away from, mm-hmm. and she can tell that where that we don't play. That was what she said.
can you share the email?
Yeah, I'm actually looking for it now because I didn't want to just like kind of spot around. I was just in awe, man, of like the encouragement that she was just giving us, and then she was telling me like she's an encourager, like that's one of the things that God has gifted her to do, and has gifted her to share people's like visions. Like,
yeah.
So what she does is when she sees something that people are going hard for God, she's going to share it like crazy. That is her thing. She is an awesome supporter. It is just amazing, man.
We do read the emails, and Eleanor Spivey, she hit us up on, she emailed you, then she hit us up on the Crosstalk on Facebook.
Yeah, well, actually, she hit Crosstalk up first.
Okay.
And then I emailed her just thanking her because she kept her word. Mm-hmm. You know, she literally said, I'm going to listen, and then I'm going to definitely share. Mm-hmm. And you know, Steph, we hear that all the time. And you know, how often do people really, really follow through with what it is they say?
It's not that often.
This woman followed through in less than an hour of what she said she was going to do. So I was honored.
Yeah.
And then honored the fact that she ain't just like listening to like a sentence and then come up with a scenario after that.
Yeah.
You know, she actually like listened. She was like, I'm a natural hypist is what she said. She said, I just made up that word, by the way.
That's fine. Yeah, we'll take it.
We do that all the time.
Yes.
I do like to spread the word, and it is evident that y'all do such a phenomenal job at it all. I am honored to have the opportunity to enjoy the podcast, and will be sharing a lot. Thanks for all y'all hard work, and I'm here to support however God uses me to do so.
Yeah, that's encouraging.
That's beautiful, man.
It's very beautiful.
That is beautiful, man. That just really just hyped my day up.
Yeah, it made my day too, man. It's great that we do this. We enjoy doing it. We know why we do it, but mm-hmm. it's always good to hear back from our listeners and know that we are actually encouraging people out there and just, you know, they're benefiting from what we do in the studio every day.
Right.
You know,
right.
That meant a lot to us too.
Yeah.
And I'm going to read some of the posts she posted on our page because she actually gave us a review. A recommendation.
She recommended.
So it said, the first thing she said was, I am impressed by knowledge that comes with such a phenomenal podcast. Thank you. Mm. And I think the rest of it, thank you for listening. We're encouraged by your recommendation. We really appreciate you. God bless. And she responded back by saying, I'm on it. You can best believe I'll be pushing this podcast like nobody's business. I appreciate all your hard work and the truth behind this podcast. Had my jaw on the floor this morning. I was hopping around here like, see? Y'all definitely got it going on, and I'm hooked. And so those are some of the things she said to us on the page. So it was really cool. We definitely appreciate it. So, and again, everybody, welcome Eleanor Spivey to the Crosstalkers Club.
Yes.
Once again, y'all give it up, Eleanor Spivey.
Give it up.
Thank you. We really appreciate
Brand
you,
sis. Crosstalker.
All right, let's get you ready with the podcast. You ready?
Yep.
It's ready to be. All right, so you want to start off? You want me to start off?
I'm going to just give the definition of, so if somebody don't know what pansexuality is.
Let's do it, because a lot of people don't.
Right. I mean, I had to look up the definition myself when I first heard of this. Pansexuality, sometimes known as omnisexuality, is derived from the Greek prefix pan, meaning all. As such, pansexuals may be attracted to those of all biological sexes or gender identities, including men, women, those who don't identify with specific sex or gender, or those who are transsexual or transgender.
So they don't discriminate. That's what it basically means. They don't discriminate against anybody. They have sex
anybody. And
any gender, I guess. I don't want to say anybody. Yeah.
It says any gender.
Including transsexuals.
Yeah. And it, to me, it's a thin line. You know, I guess they call it bestiality when you move over to that into like in different gender animals.
Yeah.
You know, Me, if you ask me, they all compiled into one. Because my thing is, if you so easy to like, oh, I like a woman today. Oh, I like a man today. Oh, I like a he, she today. What's wrong with you saying, oh, I like a dog tomorrow? Mm. That's just my personal opinion. You know what I'm saying? So,
I agree it's a thin line.
Yeah, but go ahead. But that's the definition of the word pan. So if you calling yourself a pansexual, if you're calling yourself, I was about to reword, but no, don't reword. If you're calling yourself a pansexual, you're pretty much saying that you don't have a specific gender that you like, or you're saying what you like switches up. Mm-hmm. It never stays the same. You know, you can, and when somebody first explained this to me, I was like, oh, so you bi. You know, you're bisexual.
More than bisexual, yeah.
It's more I was thinking, you know, because I'm like, you know, people that you know, sleep with both sexes, they consider bisexual.
Yeah.
So I was like, so what's the difference between bisexual and pansexual?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And personally, the only difference I see is that the transsexual or transgender part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if you ask me, it's another, and this is my personal, this is Yusuf's personal opinion, it's another new word for being bisexual. You just like bisexual with no limits. You like off the chain bisexual, mm-hmm. and we call that pansexual.
Why do I keep on redefining everything?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
because transsexuals right now, or what they call them, what was the original name for?
Transvestite?
Yeah, it's transgender now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I ain't gonna lie, my mother was in the nursing field. Transvestite.
That's what they called it back in the
80s. Transvestite, yeah. That word is just as bad as saying the word nigga or saying like cracker. You know what I'm saying? It's a derogatory word.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Okay.
So the word was changed to transgender.
That actually makes more sense, though.
Yeah, it does. It does. And honestly, that transvestite, I guess it just has a negative tone to it, because anytime I hear that word, it don't feel like a good feeling. It don't feel like somebody would be honored to be called that.
I got you.
Pansexual doesn't sound derogatory. It sounds kind of welcoming.
To be honest with you, I'm a pansexual.
You know, it sounds a lot better than I'm a transvestite.
Is it getting that bad out here where you have to be a pansexual? I mean, my point is like, are the options that limited? Like, hell, I take whatever.
Now, well, in Atlanta, it probably is.
Yeah.
You know,
I've been hearing a lot about
Atlanta. It probably is. Now, I don't know across the world. What I do know is this world's coming to an end.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that you have all these things that are being allowed, being okay.
We got to talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, because you actually have the president of the United States of America who's making it to the point where, you know, men can walk up and fill on a woman's private parts and it's okay.
That's not okay.
Of course it's not okay, yeah. But what I'm saying is, he's the president. And then, you know, there's an article, man, on Thailand.
What's happening in Thailand?
They don't want blacks in Thailand. And when you read the article, it says they're taking a note from Trump's book as far as keeping certain races out of their country.
Wow.
So they said the president of the United States can do it. We don't want blacks here.
Is he really doing it, or is he saying he's doing it? Like,
it's who he is.
My point is, it's one thing to say what you're going to do. Hey, I don't want no blacks coming here. I don't want no Mexicans coming over the border. But is he really enforcing that, though?
I don't know if he's really enforcing it. Here's the thing. This is America. All you have to do is stand on the podium and voice that's what you're doing, and people gonna start following that whether you started or not.
Yeah, that sucks.
I mean, think about Thailand right now. Now he's voiced that across the world.
Yeah.
When he was trying to be president, he said he's gonna build the wall between Mexico and have Mexico pay for it.
And he still won.
He's gonna have them build the wall and then have them pay for the wall that they built and then put them on the other side of the wall to where they can't come back over here. And you have folks that were walking around praising.
What kind of foolishness is that? This whole country's built on immigration.
Right, but my whole point
is... We could get on that all day. Like,
So the whole point is he spoke it, people started doing it, whether he put it in action or not. So Thailand is taking a role out of that book. So, and trust me, people, we didn't get off of pansexuality. This is what this world is coming to.
Yeah. Yeah, we got off of pansexuality just a little bit, but we're gonna transition over a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Talk about pansexuality. We gotta talk about pedophilia, because a lot of people heard the word before, pedophilia.
All right, before we get there, just so we won't mess folks up, or have them jumping back and forth. I just gave the definition of pansexuality, so tell me what it is. How do you feel about? Let me just read the definition over again.
Okay.
And you tell me how you feel. Yeah, just about that, because this is the new sexual thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know all the other sexual genders been in play for decades,
mm-hmm.
and this is the newest one. So pansexuality, sometimes known as omnisexuality, is mm-hmm. derived from the Greek prefix pan. The word pan means all. Mm-hmm. So all sexuality is pretty much what I'm saying. I love all sexes.
Yeah.
As such, pansexuals may be attracted to those of all biological sexes or genders, identities, including men, women, those who don't identify with a specific sex. I just caught that one. Or gender, or those who transsexual or transgender. So you actually have people out here who don't even identify with a specific sex. What do they call themselves? Borderline sexuals?
They come up with a definition for it eventually.
Okay, well, tell me
how I feel. Okay.
Just the definition and people that are out here now.
Okay.
That are now. I mean, because my thing is, how is it that you're a grown person, and you're just now coming to the realization that you're a pansexual? Like, before this came out, like, now this definition was given in 2013.
Yeah.
What's blowing me is I didn't even know it was out that long.
I didn't know that. All right. Well, that's a great question, Pudge. Well, how I feel about it? I got a lot of mixed feelings about it. Upset, frustrated, sad, all of it. Concerned. You know, and of course, you're asking me, and people who know me know where I stand biblically and with God and all that stuff. So, you know, I still believe man and woman. That's the only way it's supposed to be. But I think it's concerning me because people think it just seems like this. I mean, if it is, it is what it is. Like, just because that's not right doesn't mean it doesn't exist. You know, get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But my point is, it's like, anytime we move away from God's original purpose for stuff, it invites too much other stuff in. It's dangerous.
Right.
All right? So that bothers me. And I see people with so much disregard for what God established. Like, you know, I do believe God was here before the beginning of time. The Bible says God's Alpha and Omega.
Right.
Okay? You know, created everything. Okay? So I believe that his ideas are better for us than the ideas that we come up with for our own ourselves. You know, my point is, if God said, this is how I design you to be male with female,
right,
then despite how I feel, that's the best idea. I'm not going to say, well, my ideas are better than God's. You know, so when people start coming around and saying you can sleep with any kind of gender, anybody, any, you know, changing this, changing that, it really concerns me and it bothers me because it's like, so, in a sense, I feel like you're saying your ideas are better than heaven's ideas mm-hmm. concerning mankind. This ain't religion I'm talking. I'm just talking about the manual for life, period.
Right.
And so, on that sense, it bothers me because I still feel like I do believe sex is supposed to be between a man and woman. Hands down. No other options for me. There's no gray area for me. Even I've seen other conversations recently, and, you know, it's like, did Jesus say that homosexuality was wrong and all this other stuff? And it's like, he doesn't have to. The Bible says what God designed, and if it's outside of that design, then it's automatically wrong. However, when it comes to things like this, it does concern me because even just on the, not even on the spiritual level at this point, I'm not about spiritual.
Uh-huh.
Just by facts alone, homosexuality is running rampant with HIV and AIDS and STDs. Just in that group alone. Then, of course, it spreads. I'm not saying homosexuals are the only ones who have it, but that's the main group that seems to have those issues, especially more particularly African-American homosexuals have a higher risk of getting HIV and AIDS than any other race.
Yep.
Okay, so when you add that into the mix, and now you say you can sleep with everyone, not that you can, now you say you're attracted to every kind of gender, every basically, if it has any kind of body parts, you are able to have sex, you are attracted to that, and you're willing to have sex with a man, woman, bisexual, transgender. It just seems like it's going to spread all kinds of different things more. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Not to mention now that was a physical side. If you're having more sex partners, more sexual options, chance of disease spreading multiply drastically. And we live in a society where people won't tell you. We live in a society where people will have sex with you knowing that they have this disease and won't tell you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's dangerous out there. On the spiritual side, now if y'all want to know where I'm coming from with this one, y'all go right back and listen to the Soul Ties one. Now you have more soul ties. Bisexual, homosexual, transsexual, pansexual.
Not to mention whatever that person was scarred with or whatever happened to them, to have them feeling like they love more than one sex, now that's a part of you.
And when you open a door, and I'm not, like I said, if this is your preference, this is your preference. But when you open a door to anything like that, you open all kinds of doors. Like when it's a slippery slope, okay, if you start allowing this in, okay, I'm allowing this in. I sleep with dudes, I sleep with women, I sleep with both, I sleep with this, and it just opens up so much more. You know what I'm saying? Is where's the cutoff at? Mm-hmm. Like you said, or like you alluded to earlier, bestiality. You know, bestiality is a real thing. It's such a real thing that they have porn sites dedicated to that.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's women on there sleeping with horse. I've seen it. I'm a guy. Look, I've looked up stuff out of curiosity. Yes, it does exist. You see women sleeping with dogs, horses, cows, everything. It's disgusting.
Bestiality.
Yeah. And that's biblical. All right. So we're gonna oh my God. You know, it's crossing. No, hold on, Pudge. Hold on. So it's dangerous and it's very, very dangerous. That's all. That's where I come. And that upsets me. That's how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. You have something you want to add, Pudge?
Yeah, because there's a lot more. I just kind of like want to finish up pansexual before we move over, because there's a lot about pansexuality. And
go ahead, Pudge.
Oh my God! It's I've come across scoliosexual, lithosexual, audiosexual. It's when I say, man, we ain't gonna be able to cover all this in this one show. But mm-hmm. when I say all this stuff segues into a whole bunch of other stuff that I didn't know. Did you know that there's a name for people who like gender queer people? Like, if I only like you if you are queer, there's a name for people like us.
I didn't know that.
And I don't like nothing but queer people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a sexual, physical attraction to genderqueer people there. We're called scoliosexuals. See what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, this, that,
and, wow. And guess what? That word was just created last year. That word was just created last year. So, let me give you pansexuals is all right. Pansexuality is a term that has been growing in the recent years as a way for people to better identify their sexual identity. The word pan. Okay, we already gave you where it's derived from.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the term pansexual come from? Oh, we already gave you that. That's the Greek. Oh, so Sigmund Freud.
Okay.
You heard he read about him?
Yeah, he's a philosopher or something, right?
Yeah, Sigmund Freud. Well, he was the one that coined the word pansexual.
Okay.
Within his theories of psychoanalysis in the early to mid-1900s, but was instead defined as how sexual energy and desire is the basis for all human interaction in life.
True.
Now, that part is very true. Yeah, that part is very true. So Sigmund Freud, if you've never heard of him, he's the one that actually coined the word pansexual, and I'm just assuming it's from doing a good amount of research on it and just finding out, you know, more about everything that it actually is. There was something else. I can't find it right here. Don't kind of want to give my... I think I've already given my opinion.
You did.
You know what I'm saying? How it is. I don't want people to feel like, you know, I have an issue with... Like, when I express how I personally feel about it. You know, it may be disgusting to me, but that doesn't mean I'm going to look at you in a disgusting-like manner if we're having a conversation and then you tell me you're a pansexual. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am going to think you lost. You know what I'm saying? I am going to think there's something there that's That's an unclean spirit, you know. However, it's to me, this is one of those things where it's not even about being gay or anything, because you can't, when you're transgender, you know what I'm saying, the chemical balance is in being transgender. You being gay, there's chemical balance that's in that right there. So there's some form of scientific definition in those right there. I don't see any scientific definition in being a pandamn sexual. You know, that's just, yes, I said pandamn sexual. Yes, I did. Because it's what's sickening to me is that how are you claiming something that just came into fruition 5 years ago? Now, how you going to call yourself a scoliosexual when that just came out last year?
I don't have a problem with that. I think the issue with that is, though, it's like you can feel a certain way but never have a title for it. You know what I'm saying? It's like that defines how I've been feeling.
Okay.
So I can see that. It's not that it just came out. That term just came out. It's just, it finally
but
put
that
face
person
on
been
it.
Feeling that way yeah. for a while. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Step, guys. He saved y'all with that one because I was going looking for. I mean, see, that's common sense without even hard thinking. Okay, you know, you're, okay, so you know, he helped y'all out for me not to, you know, just fully hit y'all hard with how I feel about, you know, what you are.
But I think what Pudge is trying to say, though, like, everybody has issues. Everybody has stuff they deal with, whether you agree that it's wrong or right. That's it. The issue I think he has is not with the individual person. It's with a mindset or the spirit behind it. That's what he's trying to say.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And I really appreciate that, because I'm sure I probably ruffled a bunch of feathers the way I was saying it. It wasn't coming out too clear. Well,
that's where balance comes in sometimes,
right,
man.
I really appreciate, because I'm like, man, and see, now, nobody, I could receive it the way you said it. Probably could receive it the way I gave it, though. So I appreciate that.
Yeah,
All right, so the last thing I want to say, pansexuals, and then we can move over. And this is in the Wikipedia. Pansexuality may be considered a sexual orientation, orientation in its own right, or a branch of bisexuality.
See, it's slippery, so it's branching off different tangents.
But see, I've had this conversation about it, and I've always compared it, a parallel to bisexuality.
Yeah.
Because I really can't understand the full difference. And like I said, the only way in my mind, the only difference was if you was a pansexual and you liking animals on top of everything else.
Let me help you out with the difference. It's just for my personal opinion.
Go ahead.
All right, if you're bisexual, you sleep with men and women, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. But if you sleep with transgender, that's where the difference comes. If you sleep with transgender, that doesn't necessarily mean that some transgender probably still have both parts. And that probably means the person who's pansexual doesn't matter.
Right. And if you ask me, you just a freaky bisexual. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, because the person is transgender, they don't change the male. People, what y'all got to understand is there is no male organ, female organ, and then five other organs.
Yeah.
It's male and female.
Well, they might like male. They might like males with
male bodies, female parts?
Yep, and female bodies, male parts.
Got you.
So
okay.
I think that's where the difference would come in.
All right. Now that is a huge difference from the bisexuality era. That is huge. Okay, so to indicate an alternative sexual identity, because pansexual people are open to relationships with people who do not identify as strictly men or women.
Yeah.
And this is in the Wikipedia. It's pretty much what you just said.
Wow.
And I had no idea that was going to be the next sentence after you reading that.
Mm-hmm.
And pansexuality therefore rejects the gender binary. It is often considered a more inclusive term than bisexual. To what extent the term bisexual is inclusive when compared with the term pansexual is debate within the LGBT community, especially the bisexual community. Okay, so it's like David, like so pretty much bisexual. Like if I'm bisexual, I'm not a pansexual. Do not call me a pansexual because. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and see, now that I know that it's like that, now I know not to be offensive. Someone say they're pansexual. Oh, boy, you're just bisexual. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's offensive now. Now that I've read this, I know that if you strongly consider yourself bisexual, don't call them pansexual because it's considered offensive.
I got you.
Especially when they say LGBT community, especially like, no, like those are two different things. Like, don't call us something that just came out when I've been this all my life.
Gotcha.
So, okay, cool. I just learned something right then. I've read all this other stuff except for the Wikipedia part.
Gotcha.
All right, so you wanted to, I mean, yeah. I think we got enough.
We got enough on the pansexual stuff.
Right, right.
So that was interesting to me, but that didn't upset me. I said earlier we had an upsetting topic as well. So this show is pansexual and pedophilia, and the reason I'm bringing pedophilia up, you'll see in a minute. So let me just read the definition of pedophile first. Definition of pedophile, the deriving of sexual gratification from sexual fantasies or acts involving a child. Pedophilia. Let's see. Sexual desire in an adult for a child. That's the definitions, guys. Mm-hmm. All right. So the issue I'm having here, the issue that Pudge is having here, and the issue that I hope each and every single parent has with this situation is they're trying to make that legal. They're trying to add that to the LGBTQ. That's the problem. They even have a term for it. It's called MAPS. M as in M-A-P, MAP.
It's what does it stand for?
I'm about to tell you. It's an umbrella term for people with any condition that means they're sexually attracted to minors. It means minor attracted person.
Now, let me just go ahead and let y'all know right now. My full name is Byron Yusuf Brown. My daughter's name is Naila Zanita Brown. I will kill you if you come anywhere near my daughter. Talking about I'm attracted to your child, and I'm letting you know this off the rip all across the whole world and the globe, because if this goes public, I mean, this goes like to where they make this legal, I'm letting you know you better remember my daughter's name, because she all the way hands off, because I ain't stupid to think that ain't no pedophiles listening to our show.
Yeah. All right. That goes double for me. I agree.
And Steph got more than one daughter, so it'll really be bad for y'all.
Yeah. I ain't playing with that either. With my son either. With none of my kids. Yeah. That's the truth. That's
I know my boys can handle themselves. Yeah. That's the one. I'm 6'2", over 250, and all three of my boys is taller than me and bigger than me. So I ain't worried about them.
Gotcha. Sorry, here we go. Here's the issue right here, and I wonder how the LGBTQ feel about this too. It says pedophiles are rebranding themselves as MAPS. It's a pedophile. So that's what I'm saying. Minor attracted persons. That's what it means. Pedophiles are rebranding themselves as MAPS or minor attracted persons in an effort to gain acceptance and to be included into the LGBT community, according to several reports from the LGBTQ news sites. According to the Urban Dictionary, the blanket term MAP includes infant files, pedophiles, hepophiles, and ephophiles. These are all different versions of pedophiles, but the infant files means you like infants. Pedophiles mean you like kids who didn't go through puberty.
Right.
Herbophiles meant kids who were going through puberty, and ephophiles meant
post-puberty?
Yes. So you got all these things. These pedophiles...
See, I didn't even know there was different levels.
Me either. These pedophiles seek to be a part of the LGBT plus community and going as far as to make a pride flag for Gay Pride Month. They try to add their own color to the gay flag now for this, or the LGBTQ flag for that.
See, that's... Did they allow it?
I don't know yet. It's still... They're still seeking.
Now, see, here's the thing, man. I know a lot of gay people who would be just as pissed off and uproar as we are, you know, when it comes to something like this. Like, I can't... Like, right now, I don't know. Now, one person I know that's gay will be on board with MAPS. Neither.
Let me finish reading this article right here. The MAP or MAP community tries to pull at people's heartstrings by claiming that pedophiles are misunderstood, marginalized people, and that as long as their attraction to children is not acted upon, or in some cases when they get permission from the child, they should not be villainized. Bull crap. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. I will stop right there just for a second.
What is it saying?
They say that as long as they don't act upon their attraction, or in some cases they get permission from the child, they should not be villainized. Okay. So I'm going to talk about it. Let me get on this one.
Well, not be villainized as in condemned. If a child gives you permission, mm-hmm. You saying you shouldn't?
Yeah, they shouldn't be looked at bad. It shouldn't be looked at as
so,
a bad thing.
Here's the thing. You first have to get rid of statutory rape before you can even apply this.
Mm-hmm.
Because a 15-year-old has to get permission from their parent to have sex with anybody at the age of 15.
Mm-hmm.
So... I mean, you got to get rid of that law before you can even make this legal.
Yeah. So the name change seems to follow in the liberal trend of rebranding things by giving them a more politically correct names. The next step is probably really normalizing pedophilia. That's what I think this is going to. That's what the article is saying. All right, so the thing is, pedophilia is not a preference. It's a sickness, for one. So that's not something you should not.
It's a disorder.
It's a disorder, yeah. It's definitely a disorder. I don't care who you are. It's not a sex. It's not like being bi, gay, or something like that. This is straight up a disorder, okay? You don't celebrate disorders. You get help for those type of things. Mm-hmm. Secondly, who in their right mind gonna lie around their kids knowing you attracted to little kids? Who?
Well, look, man.
Come on, man.
Where I grew up at, you got a lot of things with kids.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of fiends with kids, and they will do whatever to get it next, to get another hit.
Yeah.
If I know for a fact it's a pedophile around the corner and I know he got money, yeah, I'm going to let you sit around. I'm going to let you sit with my son for about an hour while you let me go do what I do. You know what I'm saying? But you'll just be amazed on different corners of the earth how, you know, some people will, you know, do what they have to do to get their fix or whatever the case may be. It's sad, man. Yeah. But
let's talk about a little bit more. So the difference is, because they said as long as they're not attraction, not acted upon, they shouldn't be villainized. Okay. Okay, so the difference, hold on, let me get it first. Okay. So the thing is, like sexuality, homosexuality, bisexuality, even heterosexuality, I do believe there's no sin until you actually commit an act. Okay, that's with sexuality. With pedophilia, it's a different line there, because whether I commit if I'm heterosexual, I'm attracted to women, and I have sex, not that I rape a woman, but I have sex with a woman, she's not being violated.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
If I'm a pedophile, and I finally decide to act upon that attraction, I put the kids at danger. I'm automatically violating the kid no matter what happens, especially if they got infant pedophilia and stuff like that. Second of all, a child is a child. They do not know enough to make the decision whether they want to be touched sexually by an adult. And a lot of kids that were touched sexually by an adult end up growing up messed up, or actually have some of them that's been...
wind up liking the same sex.
Exactly, yeah. Homosexual. So there is a disorder there. There's no way in hell that you can tell me it's misunderstood. Now, it's not misunderstood. We understand that you are a danger to children. That's not misunderstood. What's misunderstood is that that's not okay.
Yeah, it's not okay. It's not okay. Now, it's not like we're overlooking the disorder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if a disorder like that starts when that person is a child. And it grows with them. It is a disease. So I don't even want to look at it like, if you're a pedophile, like you're disgusting to me, because it may be something that happened to you that caused you to be that way. So mm-hmm. I'm trying my best to, like, you know, understand. It's just that, you know, because I've heard certain stories about certain pedophiles, man. And, you know, the stories is real sad, especially with the way they get treated when you do the little pedophile search in your neighborhood and you find out one is living in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a real, real thin line. It's that, but people have to understand, although that's your disorder, this is my child.
It's a disorder means something's out of order, which means it should be addressed.
Right, but
not included.
But this is
to be accepted.
And the thing about it is this is America, so of course in the beginning it wasn't accepted at all, and I don't think it ever should be accepted. But let's be honest, America did not really make a safe landing gear for pedophiles to have a place to live and not be harassed and terrorized. Because when you Google, like, they have to put in there, anywhere they go, they have to register as a sex offender in any state that they go to, so that people can freely look up the area and see how many are in their neighborhood. Now, I understand the law is probably like, that's your fault, that's your issue, you did what you did, so you don't have any privacy when it comes to that area. But I want to dig in, I want to just give you a little more in-depth definition of pedophilia. We know it's a psychiatric disorder in which an adult or older adolescent experiences a primary or exclusive sexual attraction to prepubescent,
Prepubescent, yeah.
Yeah. Children, although girls typically begin the process of puberty at age 10 or 11 and boys at age 11 or 12, criteria for pedophilia extend the cutoff point for prepubescence to age 13. A person who is diagnosed with pedophilia must be at least 16 years old and at least 5 years older than the prepubescent child for the attraction to be diagnosed as pedophilia. So you never knew that. Pedophilia is a term, pedophilic disorder, in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM-5 is what they call it. And your manual defines, and the manual defines it as a paraphilia involving intense and reoccurring sexual urges towards and fantasies about adolescent children that have either been acted upon or which causes the person with the attraction distress or interpersonal difficulty. The International Classification of Disease defines it as a sustained focus and intense pattern of sexual arousal as manifested by persistent sexual thoughts, fantasies, urges, or behaviors involving pre-brutal children.
That's what it is.
All right, so look. In popular usage, the word pedophilia is often applied to any sexual interest in children or the act of child sexual abuse. This use conflates the sexual attraction to... I'm going to learn how to get that word right. Because it says P-R-E-P-U-B-A-E-S-C-E-N-T.
Wow.
Abusing children with the act of without a child abuse and fails to distinguish between attraction to pubescent and pubescent of post... That word's getting on my nerves. I'm tired of saying that.
I don't understand the purpose of that.
The purpose of what?
Then trying to get included into the LGBTQ, because it's not a sexual preference. That's a different thing.
It's a disorder. Yeah. It's a whole mental thing.
And they're trying to include that. Like this.
It's probably why the LGBT community is fighting it.
Because it's like, I'm looking at another article which says it's another community of MAPS, or also identifies no MAPS would mean non-offended minor attracted person, which means they don't. That's their way of stating that they keep their hands to themselves despite their sexual desires directed at children.
And so, what are they called?
NOMAPS. N-O-M-A-P-S.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but either way.
Well, some NOMAPS as in they have those desires, but they don't,
yeah,
they don't
act on them? Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to say, yeah. I'm trying to say, yeah, we have those desires, but we don't act on them. Okay. I can understand and respect that, but I'm still not going to let you around my kids.
Exactly. I'm not going to give you the opportunity to have that, you know, that thought.
You know, but... They trying to say it. Let's see. Let me read this. Let me read this real quick. In one Facebook post, a user shared a status of collected photos of men and women who were proudly identifying as MAPS. This is where I learned that a sect of the MAP community also identify as no MAPS, or non-offending minor attracted persons. That's their way of stating that they keep their hands to themselves despite their sexual desires directed at children. Support systems have popped up for MAPS and no MAPS, seemingly established with the intent of intervening before they can harm a child or children. And there have been writers who had come to their defense and claimed themselves as allies to the MAP community. They want you to believe it is a mental illness. Mental illness never has a targeted victim. Mental illness is an affliction of a sufferer wherein we do ourselves great harm. Those with mental illness do not typically seek out specifically defenseless people to harm. See, I don't agree with that either, though.
What does it say? It does not seek out to what?
They're saying it's not a mental illness. They're saying those with mental illness do not typically seek out specific defenseless people to harm. Do not let these sympathizers equate mental illness with child rapists or any violent act that robs a victim of agency. Child molesters actively and covertly plot and design their heinous acts of attack. That is cunning and not mentally ill. I agree with it to an extent, but at the same time, pedophilia and child molestation, disorder. That is a mental illness. Yeah. This person's completely against it. They're upset. You know, they're just trying to say, mental illness is not the reason.
Right, right.
But I definitely think it's a mental illness.
Okay. I don't see no way around it.
Now, I'm not saying I hate MAPS, and I don't even want to use that term anymore. Right. I'm not going to use that term. I'm not saying I hate pedophiles, but I do have a certain bias against them because I have children. I have a bias against anyone who wants to take something that is obviously disorder and try to make it acceptable.
Right.
Why do we live in a society where disorders are completely made acceptable? It's not.
We live in a society now where you can't even. You have to be precautious of everybody's feelings, and mm-hmm. you can't be truthful and honest with people. So, you know, this society it feels like the society is becoming fragile to where you have to be more so concerned with a person's feelings and how they receive something versus telling them the truth.
Like, yeah.
So if I know the truth is going to hurt you, I'm going to just hold fast on telling you the truth for like the next few months, a year or something, because I know you struggle. I know it's going to be a struggle with you. Meanwhile, they'll allow you to keep doing what you're doing, saying what you're saying, and keep walking down this path that's not a good one.
So what happens is we create a society where everything's acceptable versus telling people the truth and getting them some real help.
Pretty much.
And provoking real change. Change comes with friction, not accepting every single thing.
You know, a lot of people don't even like change.
They don't.
It's hard for me. It's hard for people to even accept change
or challenges. I mean, being challenged on. Yeah, challenge people. Some things got to change. But anyway, did you have any things? I'm ready to go off.
Nah, go ahead.
All right, so I want to tie into what you said earlier and about it being the end of days and stuff like that. And I agree with you. You know, that's the thing. I was having a conversation with a couple of people about this, especially when it comes to MAPS and like the fact that we have a term for this thing that upsets me to my core.
Yeah,
like, if some things I can tolerate, some things I can accept, but I can't support this in any form or fashion. No way. Get yourself some help. Sorry. If you're dealing with that kind of attractions, get yourself some help. Seriously, I'm willing to help you without the presence of my kids being there.
Right.
But at the same time, you got to admit that you have a problem. It's not just a sexual desire. It's not a sexual attraction that you have, like having a same-sex attraction. This is different. There are people's innocence at stake here. Your freedom is at stake because it is illegal right now. And that's another thing about this world we live in. You know, we live in a society where the corrupt make the rules. So after a while, things might be legal. You get what I'm saying?
That's very true.
And so the problem, what I struggle with most with this kind of stuff, Pudge, with everything we've talked about, from homosexuality to bisexuality to LGBTQ to the way this world is, to pansexuals, to this new term called MAPS. The struggle I have with this is, you know, people are moving further away from God's original idea for this, for us, okay? The problem is, I honestly, on one facet, just me talking to you brother to brother, one facet of it, I feel helpless because it's prophetic. You get what I'm saying? The Bible says these things will happen as time goes. But on the other side of things, the God in me wants me to pray and continue to be the example and continue to be the light I'm supposed to be and continue to tell people the truth about these matters as long as I'm here.
Which we're supposed to do.
Yeah. But it's like, it feels like on one side of it, it's a pointless battle in a sense. I'm not saying it is.
Right.
But it's like, if this is already prophetic, what's the point? You get what I'm saying?
Exactly. Oh, man, what's the point? Okay, so I was like that with voting. I had that same exact mind. What's the point of voting? What's the point of voting when this corrupt government that we live in, they direct how the votes go anyway?
Mm-hmm.
You know, ever since Bush and his brother did that stuff back in Florida where, you know what I'm saying, he got his brother to get already all the black vote, all the Democratic votes. So I'm like, you know, me and my mom would go back and forth debate all the time, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, Mom, like, you of all people know what the Book of Revelation say.
Yeah.
So how does my vote count for anything? It's not going to change Revelations. You know, Revelations is still going to happen. And I'm like, you know, and I'm going to just go ahead and tell my truth. And I know a lot of people ain't going to be feeling me.
Man, it's your truth, though. Come on.
I ain't voted since 2008. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was a part of history helping Obama become the president.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't vote for him his second term. I didn't vote for anybody since then.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm definitely voting this year.
Okay.
And what just helped the limelight is just the fact that my mother constantly reiterating, and then it's been God talking to me about it anyway, because it's almost like me and you having these conversations and having all these topics in our shows, but we're doing this for the future betterment of our children mm-hmm. and then our children become our age, and they don't even listen to any of these shows to help them out. It's like,
yeah.
it's like that was back then. Ain't nobody studying that now. That's old. It ain't gonna mm-hmm. change nothing. I ain't trying to listen to it. Not realizing, but let's just take it a little deeper. In order for me to put the crosstalk out, we had to sneak and get together once a week. You know what I'm saying? We yeah. would be lynched or hung or, you know, or castrated
yeah.
if they found us recording the show.
I got you.
This is what our ancestors went through just so we could have the rights to vote. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I find it disrespectful now that mm, okay. you would actually, it's pretty much saying, F my ancestors. I don't care what they went through. Yeah. This is 2018.
Yeah.
This is what I want to do. And it was an old head, man. On top of my mom getting him a few years, I picked up an old head last week. First thing he said when he got in the car was, "Are you registered to vote?" And I immediately felt convicted because I didn't know if I was.
Mm.
So I'm literally driving and trying to Google my name to see if I am, because I said yes,
yeah.
not knowing if I really was.
Mm-hmm.
But when he went back to talking about everything our ancestors went through just so we could vote, him and his wife, they've been together 40-something years, and I'm taking him from the post office to the CVS to get his pills, mm-hmm. his prescription, and he enlightened me on stuff that Trump is doing that doesn't affect me now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the pills and stuff that they have to take costs a lot of money to where their insurance can't cover it all.
Mm.
Well, something that Obama put into place and that, you know, Trump shut down and put some else in place is causing to where they got to pay an arm and a leg for their mm-hmm. pills, and they're old. They're living on a fixed income. So, yeah. you know, him explaining all of that and then explaining on how if black folks want to keep that ignorant behind mindset of I don't need to vote, that's the reason why he said black folks will you can't even have a say-so about why that menu look wrong when you go in the restaurant if you ain't voted for nobody black in that community.
Mm.
And I said, "Oh wow, that was a good one."
Okay,
that was a and then, you know, the situation with my son, him being in a cracker behind town where all that happened at. All the judges have been judges for 40 and 50 years because no black people in the county will vote. So they had a black judge that was going up against two of the white judges, and she lost because not enough black people voted.
Mm-hmm.
So this year I started seeing the issue mm-hmm. on black people not voting, and I was one of those ignorant black gotcha. Folks that was like, that, you know what I'm saying? So that's my truth, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, so now, I can't wait to vote. I can't wait to vote. And this may sound, you know, racist on the white people's side, but I can't wait to get up in there and vote for black folks and Democrats. You know what I'm saying? And personally, I don't like Democrats or Republicans. Mm-hmm. And to me, they're all crooked. You know what I'm saying? Democrats are a little, They care for a little bit more of the minority people, but you're still crooked. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Republicans, you only care about the rich folks in yourselves, but you're still crooked. So mm-hmm. it doesn't. So that's why I'm like, but you know, I'm like, it is what it is. My yeah. ancestors did, you know, they did a lot. And I can't even imagine, man, being castrated just because I want to vote. And then I'm looking four centuries down or mm-hmm. a couple few centuries yeah. down, and then my kids won't even, you know what I'm saying? It's not, voting's not even a thing for them. Mm-hmm. It's like, what did I die for? Exactly. What did I go through all this for? And y'all just acting like voting is just some old thing to do.
I got you. So, summing up what you said, we go through what we go through today for our children's future, basically.
Amen. Yeah. There you go.
I get it.
There you
I
go.
Get
it. And if you don't have future, if you don't have children, nieces, nephews, cousins, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, there's somebody that you know and love that has a sibling that's growing up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That you should be at least trying to look out for.
But even though, I hear you, man, I'm thinking as we talk, I've heard other things that have encouraged me too, but it's like, even though it's prophetic, we don't know the day and the time, period.
We don't.
So we still have to do our part while we are here. Exactly. And at the same time, if we just all to lay down and not speak up, this thing will overrun us like a tidal wave, man. So it has to be someone in STEM. So I don't want people to think that just because you see stuff still happening, you are the resistance at the right. same time with different things. You are in the gateway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You provide a resistance. The thing is, the mindset that defeats us a lot of times, Pudge, is that we think we have to eliminate something, right. completely eliminate it.
Right.
We don't. We have to do our part to resist it and, you know, do our part. That's all. You can't eliminate some of these things.
That's true.
But it is prophetic, but it's also also purposeful that we are here with this topic. It's purposeful that we are here. So we are changing some mindsets. We are helping something go forth, you
right,
know?
Right.
And you're not going to save everybody. You're not going to win everybody. You're not going to, you know, that's just part of life, period.
Right. That's true.
You know, so I don't want no one to give up on any fight that they have, as long as it's a righteous one.
Right.
You know, based on results of like, hey, you know, everybody's still going, but what about that one person? What about this one person? What about our Eleanor Spiveys out there? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So I won't ever give up on sharing the truth, but sometimes I do have that question. Sometimes it's like, dang God, why are we doing this? If it's already profit, it's already going to happen anyway. But the time is not set. Let me change that. We don't know the time.
Yeah.
Time is already set. We don't know the time. It might be 100 years from now. It might be 50 years from now. It might be 1,000 years from now. We don't really know.
That's true.
So what happens if I do give up now and I die and I got a guy in the face? God's like, why do you speak up? Oh, it's prophetic. God's like, I didn't have that plan for another 500 years. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, so I'm not going to give up. But it does let you know the stuff you see going on, that people are turning away, just like the Bible said it would. You know, people mm-hmm. were trading this for that and all this other stuff. And it's like, we can't allow that. Somebody has to provide an alternative to this nonsense that's being shared with people. So, you know, people actually will have a viable choice. If the only thing you're hearing is one version of something, that's mm-hmm. your choice. We provide an alternative, like we're all in different situations.
Right.
Anyway, man, that's my 2 cents. You ready? You got anything else, Push?
Nah, man. Nah, you pretty much got it all out there. All
right. Praise God, man. I'm excited that we had this one, yo. So keep it to yo. I'm getting excited. So anyway, we got some more stuff we're doing with the podcast. Like I said, we're going to do some video. We got other stuff coming up. It's just a matter of getting some things in order so we can present it in excellence to all our crosstalkers out there and our regular listeners as well. Same time, I just want to take a special, this is not a shout out session, but I just want to take a special time to thank all of this, is all of our supporters, all those who pray for us, all those who contact us and give us, you know, different topics y'all want to talk about, even those who challenge us some things to keep us on our toes. We do sincerely appreciate you and every listener. If you have any suggestions, any topics you want us to discuss, anything you disagree with, prayer requests, anything whatsoever, just if you want to hit us up, just say what up. Hit us up at crosstalkpodcast@gmail.com or hit us up at Crosstalk on Facebook, Crosstalk with a K. You know, we do this every single week. We're on TuneIn, we're on iTunes, we're on SoundCloud, always Crosstalk with a K. You can check us out at crosstalk.buzzsprout.com, TuneIn, iTunes, SoundCloud, you know, that's where you can find us, listen to every episode that we've done from day one. This is like our 60-something episode, Pudge. So yeah, y'all got a lot of different topics. Y'all like the way we do these topics. It was all kinds of topics. We talked about aliens. We talked about weed. It ain't no topic too taboo.
I about to say, it ain't no topic that we don't talk about.
Topics we don't talk about is topics that everybody else is just talking about, because with Crosstalk, we try to be unique and give you something that you're not going to get anywhere else, because that's how we do that Crosstalk.
Right.
Without further ado... No. Let me introduce this song, because I know what I want people to get with when it comes to Crosstalk. You know how you watch the end of a Marvel movie, especially nowadays, and the credits roll, and then they have like a special scene at the end that you miss if you leave the theater early? That's what I want people to understand. Stay tuned. Stay tuned after the shout outs, because we do special stuff. But right now, we're doing the songs of the week. And the song of the week that's going to be played at the end of this episode is called Soul. Oh my God, it's not Soul Plane. Oh my God. It's called Paper Plane.
That man
Plane.
Says Soul Plane. I got excited. Oh man, Double, forgive him, Double.
It's called Paper Planes by my man Double in 1K Few. That'll be taking us home after we do the shout outs. So stay tuned after the shout outs, everybody. So without further ado, here's the shout outs. Shout outs to Stone Mountain, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, San Jose, California. Shout outs to Conyers, Georgia, Graysonville, Maryland, Dublin, Georgia, Lawrenceville, Georgia, Morrow, Georgia, Rex, Georgia, Loganville, Georgia.
Oh, that's
everybody's
what's
tuned
Georgia's
in. Shout out.
Up.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Loganville, Lovework Studios. Shout out to all our crosstalkers out there, Alicia, Eleanor, November, Brandy, Dion, my mom down in Gray, Georgia. Pudge, you got anybody you want to add real quick?
Nah, man, you got them.
Man,
all.
Shout out to all our special crosstalkers, man. Everybody that tunes in every week. We love you guys. We appreciate all the prayers, all the requests, everything y'all do for us. I'm Steph Swig.
I'm Big Pudge.
Crosstalk
Radio. Peace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Day I've been grinding, all day I've been playing, all day I've been dreaming, floating on my plane, and that's my paper plane, man. I take them everywhere I go. Opposition see my gift like
we don't want to see him grow.
It can all be so simple, dream killer, so sinful, so savage, but I manage, keep a lock on this info. Red letters on paper, write gel letters on loose leaf, that's bars in my iPhone, document them on juice beats. Who's he? No one. Sit down, take 2 seats, days off, that's no way. Jump man on my 2 feet. retro, so I let go. Prayer life, what I echo. I'd rather sleep on your trends, bro. In my dreams, I get low.
Dreaming about a master plan, yeah, yeah, yeah. Trying to blow faster than bombs in Afghanistan. Dreaming about a master plan.
In the fruition, that'll be the day. Don't wanna take my gift with paper selling my soul, bruh. I hold up to my prayers. Used to take papers and roll up. Can't pimp my passion, pervert my purpose. Rather pull up in person, not to make a purchase. Motivate with my presence. Most of us feel worthless. My city, where my church at? Let's fly away, start a service. Got faith in the Most High. I see the things that I hope for. Flying on my paper plane. What do I need? A little boat for no middleman, just me and God. Till he cracked the sky wide open, super flying first class. On paper planes, we coasting.
Dreaming about a master plan, yeah, yeah, yeah. Trying to blow faster than bombs in Afghanistan. Dreaming about a master plan. Achieve. Mama told me, son, you gotta believe. Giving daily cause I wanna receive. Brothers dang gone, but I don't grieve. Cause they see me in that room from heaven. Left the church and now I pray for the reverend. I'm just trying to make some shake like an earthquake playing 7-11. Thank God, now we going for the win. I'm one done like Benjamin. I was right around the corner from the end. I ain't never going back again. Came a long way from back then. Now I'm 10% in all the back ends. Living life full of action. Gotta grind hard, Joe Jackson. Paper planes on me, baby. Throwing money to they land, yeah. Planes on me, baby. Got paper cuts in my hand, yeah. And I can't pop another sand. Rather save another soul than to gain another fan. Dreaming about a master plan, yeah, yeah, yeah. Trying to blow faster than bombs.